Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me this morning's sermon title? It's on the screen. God has a use for cracked pots. Listen to the text from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. I encourage you this morning to follow the sermon outline. It's printed for you on your worship handout. Follow the sermon outline as we consider our theme, God has a use for cracked pots. Well, how's it feel to be called a cracked pot? You old cracked pot, to be called a cracked pot or an earthen vessel is another way of saying we are simply ordinary, we are plain, we are nothing special. And St. Paul says much the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. He writes, "Consider your calling, brethren. There were not many among you wise, not many mighty, not many noble." The truth is, we are cracked pots. Not many of us are wise or mighty or noble. So often, we are weak and we are foolish and we're less than noble. We are, by our very sinful nature, cracked and chipped. We're sinners. We are not the person that God has made us to be. And when you look in the mirror in the morning, what do you see? If you don't see a cracked pot, then it's time to get a new mirror. Yes, God calls us cracked pots to carry His treasure to the world. St. Paul tells us in the text, we carry this treasure in earthen vessels. We are the vessels. What is the treasure? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says this, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, always carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body." What does he mean? Simply stated, Paul says this, "We carry about in us, that is, in our words and in our lives, Jesus, God's treasure for the world." Let's take a look at this treasure. Take a look at your sermon outline. In the birth and earthly life of Jesus, we see that God is with us. Matthew 1:23 says, "The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. In Hosea chapter 11, verse 9, God says, "I am the Holy One in your midst, Almighty God." In the person of the babe of Bethlehem, came to be with us in weakness. Let me ask you, what could be weaker than a newborn baby? Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, came to be with us as an earthen vessel alongside of us. And because of that, he knows your every weakness. He knows your every chip and your every crack, and he loves you still. In the death of Jesus, we see that God is for us. He's with us, but he's also for us. Philippians 2 says, "He emptied himself out, taking the form of a servant made in the likeness of men, and he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on the cross." Almighty God, in the person of Jesus Christ, went to a shameful death on a cross. As an earthen vessel there, he was broken for you. On the cross, he made the full payment for all of our sins everyone. And are you listening this morning? Yes, He has paid for that single sin that still seems to haunt you. That sin He has fully forgiven. In the resurrection of Jesus, we see, here's the next point, that God is in us. Yes, He's with us. Yes, He's for us. But here's a truth of Scripture often overlooked. He is in us. Our little children are better theologians than we give them credit for. Often you ask a little children, where does Jesus live? And they will say, Jesus lives in my heart. St. Paul says the same thing in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And in Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. My friends, you may be an earthen vessel, but God has a use for cracked pots. God puts His treasure in you and me, His earthen vessels, and we carry the treasure of Jesus to the world. As one cracked pot or chipped pot brings the love of Christ to another cracked or chipped pot, they say, you mean that love is also for me, and it is. Paul says again, listen to the text. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the surpassing greatness of the power of God may be from God and not from ourselves. You and I are nothing to look at. We are earthen vessels, but we carry the treasure. Look at your outline. An earthen vessel is fragile. God did not put the treasure of Jesus in a crush-proof box. Angels don't stub their toes. Plastic statues of saints on a car dashboard don't break when they're dropped. But God chose us. We cracked pots and chipped vessels. He chose us to carry His treasure to the world. We earthen vessels, we weak, less than perfect vessels, share this treasure with other fragile, beat up, and chipped vessels as well. So that then God can demonstrate it's His power and His grace. It makes all the difference. That old cracked pot, St. Paul. Did you know that St. Paul was a cracked pot? He certainly was. He said this in 2 Corinthians 12. And God has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I'll boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. For when I am weak, then I am really strong. An earthen vessel is not just fragile, it's fallible. My friends, let me tell you a secret probably you already know very well. You will mess up from time to time, and so will I. We will all spill and leak. Why? Because we're cracked pots. But the wonder of God's grace is this. It's we, earthen vessels, He continues to use to bring the treasure to others. An earthen vessel is also functional. Earthen vessel has a purpose. It has a job. Our job on this earth is simply to be fillable, to be able to be filled so we can faithfully carry out and deliver to others the treasure that we find in Jesus. And that's one of the reasons you come to this place. That's why you come to hear the preaching and teaching of God's Word and to receive the holy body and blood of Christ that He might fill you so you can carry that treasure to others away from this place. Our joy is found in being the earthen vessels that God has made us to be. And you and I are God's number one choice to carry this treasure to the world. God never addressed the holy angels by saying, I can't use the human beings. It must be you. God addressed the holy angels by saying, you just won't do. I need fragile, fallible, functional vessels to carry this treasure to others. They can best give this treasure away to other earthen vessels. Thanks be to God. He chooses the Clark Kents of this world and not Superman. You may remember Superman, the superhero of comic book and movie and cartoon and TV fame. Superman was, quote, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, could leap tall buildings with a single bound. But then, there was Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent, shy, but bumbling, thick eyeglasses. God chooses the Clark Kents of the world, you and me, to share and carry his treasure. And what is that treasure that we carry? It's the eternal hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 3. Peter writes, always be ready to give an account to everyone who asks you of the hope that is within you, and do it with gentleness and with reverence. Now, what might that look like in real life situations? Let me give you three examples. Note your sermon outline. Let's talk about abortion. If I were a young woman and had only heard condemnation and judgment from Christians on the topic of abortion, would I want to learn more about Jesus Christ? Now, God help us to be against abortion. But God help us even more to love and support those who have gone through it or who are contemplating it. It is not enough for the church today to be against abortion. We need to be for those for whom it is a past guilt-ridden reality or a future possibility. The hope in Christ we bear could prevent the choice. The love and forgiveness we bear in Christ could heal the guilt. Well, let's talk about homosexuality. If I were a person struggling with homosexual feelings and all that I'd heard from Christians was condemnation and judgment, would I want to learn more about the love of Jesus Christ? Now, God help us not to agree with homosexual behavior. But God help us even more to be for that person, to love them and give them hope and love and friendship in Jesus Christ. Let's talk about marital problems, shall we? Or divorce, or wayward children. Boy, are we getting personal today. If you were dying emotionally from the pain of marital problems, or divorce, or the pain of wayward children who have gone astray, would you be helped if the only thing you heard from Christian people was condemnation and judgment? Or would you be thirsting for someone to pour out to you hope and love and support in the treasure who is Jesus Christ? God is calling each of us here today to be his cracked pots and earthen vessels to carry the treasure who is Christ to others who need him so much. Let me end the sermon today by sharing with you a story about how I learned this lesson my very first year in seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, in 1977. I had enrolled in a special class at the seminary, Experiencing Ministry in the Inner City Ghetto of North St. Louis, Missouri. Let me tell you, that was at that time and continues to be a battleground. After a brief introduction to the neighborhood by a worker with Lutheran Social Services, I went with him into the neighborhoods and homes of some very destitute people. These people were living in a poverty the likes of which I'd never seen before. And some of the poverty was due to the rampant prejudice in the southern parts of the USA toward black people. And my assignment was to go into the rundown, unsafe apartment of a single mother who, out of desperation to feed her infant child, was selling herself as a prostitute on the streets. And my assignment was to share the love of Christ with her. Oh, my goodness. When I knocked on the door, I noticed in her apartment, on the floor, some cast-off milk cartons and empty boxes of disposable diapers. And when she said gruffly, "Well, what do you want?" when I meekly said, I want to tell you about the love of Jesus," she opened the door wide and began cursing me and marched me down that apartment to the outside. As I sat on the curb with the social worker from Lutheran Social Services, I wanted to ask him what I had done wrong. The man's name was Otis. And Otis has long since become a dear and treasured friend. We discussed what happened, and he himself brought up the text of 1 Peter 3:15, which I just read to you. Let me read it to you again. Always be ready to share the hope of Christ that is in you to everyone who asks you. That was it. She hadn't asked. I never gave her the chance. I wasn't concerned with her needs. I was so more concerned with my own agenda. So I knew what I had to do. After a quick trip to a local store, I went back to her apartment. I brought with me a jug of milk and a couple of boxes of disposable diapers. I had planned to apologize real briefly and get out of there quickly. But she invited me in. I was thanked for the supplies. And I held this precious baby. The young mother told me her story and of her desire to get out of this current lifestyle and to find a new place to live and a new life. And she asked, could I pray for her and her baby? We prayed, and then she asked me this piercing question. Try this for a question. She said, could God ever love someone like her? So we talked and we prayed. And she asked if the Lutheran Social Services could help her. Hope was shared. The love of Christ was shared. And later, reflecting upon this experience with Otis, I discovered a valuable lesson that I have held on to tightly for these last 38 years. It's a lesson for each of us cracked pot and fragile earthen vessels who, by God's grace, have the love of Christ in our hearts. What is that lesson? Here it is. You're only an earthen vessel, but God has a use for cracked pots. Thanks be to God in the name of Jesus, my fellow crackpots. Amen.